Okay, I would like to encourage you to open your Bible. I think I'm the first one to ask to open the Bible today. Exodus chapter 17. I want to encourage you this afternoon for us to go home very good, very well after this persecution. Probably you already know this by heart. And this is talking about the fight between Moses and the Amalekites. It says like this, verse 8. The Amalekites came and attacked the Israelites at Rephidim. Moses said to Joshua, "Choose some of our men and go out to fight the Amalekites. Tomorrow, I will be standing on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hands." So Joshua fought the Amalekites as Moses had ordered him. As Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill, as long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. When Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hands up, on one side, one on the other side, so that his hands remained steadied till sunset. So Joshua overcame the Amalekites, armed with the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Write this on a scroll as something to be remembered, and make sure that Joshua hears it, because I will completely blow out the name of the Amalek from under heaven." Verse 15 says, Moses built one altar and called it "The Lord is my banner," he said, because hands were lifted up against the throne of the Lord. The Lord will be at war against the Amalekites from generation to generation. We could go home now after this scripture, because when we are talking about mission, we can talk a sort of different things and ways of mission. But indeed, mission, we can see through this scripture that we can see three strong elements and characters here. And the most important thing is, by the end, who is going to be glorified? Moses? Aaron? Or Hur? The glory will come to whom? Who was winning the battle here? Who? No, it was Moses. He was with the hands up. It was the one who brought the stone and asked him, in Africa, if I was in Africa, I'm going to say, "Madala, old man, sit here. You are so tired." Another one is going to say, no, it's not Moses. It's not the stone. I came here to help. Without me, you know, you asking me to get the stone. I took the stone. We can see three strong elements here in character in mission. When we are talking about mission, isn't it a mission that Moses was? We talked about that today. It was a full-time mission or it was a part-time mission? He was called? Yeah, he was. But this time he was in an assignment to fight against the Amalekites and kill them. What kind of mission?
We need to understand that sometimes we are going for a mission that the things are going to be completely different from what we have planned before. Sometimes we're going to board, and when we arrive that side, it's completely different what we planned at home. Sometimes the church are here watching and listening, missionaries, just like what was happening today here. And we are thinking, I didn't think that it was like that. Oh, I was thinking that it was flowers. Actually, we don't know much about mission yet. There's a lot of things in your hands, eh? To think how to get in my home, my own home. So different places, different difficulties and hardships, different challenges. And Moses here, he's with a big challenge. He's an old man. And he's on top of the hill. And the Bible is saying when he was lifting his hands up, he is rejoicing and say, hey, we are winning. Yes, look at our people. They are killing them. And suddenly his hands comes down and he's getting tired. Do you think that missionaries get tired? Yes or no? Yes or no? Oh, they are Superman, Superwoman. Sometimes missionaries also are tired, exhausted. They want to call mom and dad that side of the ocean. I remember the day that I was in Africa and we received a calling from Brazil. It was Patricia's mom saying that the father was admitted at the hospital. And I was in the middle of the desert of Kalahari doing a project there with the tent, with 3,000 people under the tent. And Patricia said, my dad is in the hospital at the moment. And I said to her, you know what? Let's go home, pack your luggage, and go to Brazil. I will stay here. And that time was 2004. My mail was Yahoo.com. And that time Yahoo was allowing you just to send 100 emails per day. And I had in my support list of prayers 700 supporters of prayers. And I had to send that email saying, please pray for Patricia. She's going back to Brazil to see her father in the hospital. And I had to send 100 today, 100 tomorrow. After 8 days, the last list was sent out. I was in Africa 40 days and I was just, you know, communication that time was so complicated. We used to buy a word card to call once in a month to Brazil because it was so expensive. And I bought that card and I called Patricia and said, things are going there? And she said, not good. I didn't arrive yet. Where are you? I'm still at the airport. I'll fly. And after 40 days, she was telling me the details. And when she arrived back, and she was saying, I was at the airport in Johannesburg. I was boarding. And in the aircraft, I saw a lot of people with white t-shirts, white clothes. And the Lord told me like this, go there and talk to them about your father, the situation of your father in the hospital. And Patricia is so reserved. And she said, no, I'm not going there to talk to these people. I don't know who they are. And she said that she kept quiet and sit. and took off. When she arrived in São Paulo, landed there, she stood up to take the luggage, and she looked to the those, you know, the corridor waiting those people to come out like yesterday. And she saw those people, white people with the white clothes, again, those people. And the Lord told her like this, go there, talk to them about your father. It was in São Paulo. And Patricia, she's supposed to take another flight to Brazil, to our hometown, Marília. It was another 2 hours flight. And Patricia said, okay, I'll go. And when they left the aircraft, she touched the man and said, hey, can I talk to you? And that man looked at her and said, yes. I don't know who you are, why I'm saying that, but my father is admitted in the hospital in my city. And he said, what is your city? And she said, Marília. Oh, which hospital he is admitted? And she said, Clinics Hospital in Marília. And he said, wow, wait a minute. He took the phone. It beep, 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 called the hospital. 2 o'clock in the morning. And said, I'm going to give authorization for this lady to come into the city I and see her father immediately when she arrived there. And Patricia was asking him, who are you? And he said, I'm the director of the clinic hospital in Marília. And she took another flight to go back home. Went straight to the hospital. She saw the father. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. And she went back to mom's house. 4 o'clock, she received the information that dad was passed away. Moses was on top of the hill with the hands up. And what I did, I just asked those 700 people to lift their hands up. Couldn't do anything else. But mission is not done only with those ones who lift your hands up. Mission also are done with those ones who gives through their hands. Moses asked that man, take the stone and put here because I'm tired. And he used his hands. Not only the knees of those ones who pray, but the hands of those ones who give. I was preaching in a church in Brazil, 6,000 members that church. And when I was preaching, one girl, I think one teenager, she was 16, she was sitting in a wheelchair in front of me. And when I finished to preach, the people used to come and greeting and say so many things. That girl was coming towards me and she said, I want to talk to you. And very gentle, I came to talk to her. And she looked at me and said, do you know who I am? I said, no, 6,000 people. No, who are you? And she said, I am that actress from the television, channel so-and-so. Oh, nice to meet you. And she said, I came here just to tell you that I was in that program, that show in the television, and I was awarded with so much money. And do you know what you are talking about here? I said, yes. Here is the money that I want to donate, all the money for this mission. Mission also is done with those ones who gives, not only with those ones who pray. But the third element and character that is there, Moses couldn't go up to the hill alone. Aaron and Hur came with him. And the third one is mission are done with those ones who goes. The foot of those ones who goes. The hand what of those ones who give. The knees of those who praise. And the foot of those who goes. There is a verse that I want to read. I don't have time to tell you another story about those ones who goes with the foot. There is a verse I would like to ask to come here. Can you leave your place and come here? Close. Come here. Let's hold our hands. Are we a family? Yes or no? Yes or no? The Bible says one family, one soul, one spirit, isn't it? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Hold hands. I don't know if Kim is used to do that. Maybe not. But in heaven, maybe you're going to do that. If you don't do it in New Zealand, in heaven, you're going to do that. There is a verse there. I would like to read that verse. And I would like for us to read that verse together. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says that we are chosen people. So, you remember in the morning I said to you, you put your hands up, lift your hands up, you remember? What do you have to offer? What do you have to offer? Pastor, I cannot go. I'm not missionary. I don't have this kind of stamina. But can you pray? Yes or no?
Yes.
Can you give?
Yes.
Another day I was in another church preaching. And the girl came to me and said, Pastor, is what I want to give you. Give me, yeah. My ring. Gold ring. I said, oh, my goodness.
You know what? By the end, what we need to understand here is Moses, by the end of that, the Lord asked him, what? Bring up the altar and put the name what? The Lord is my banner. Who is our banner?
The Lord.
So word is not alone. Man is not alone. We are not alone. You are not alone. The Lord is our banner. And what we need churches. People who gives, who goes, and who prays. Because we are what? Look there. What we are. Let's read that. You are. Let's lift your voice. Let's read that verse. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you. We praise you for this precious time that you have brought us here all together. Different places, different language,
but with one heart, one spirit, one soul, one family, one love. Thank you, Father, for the privilege that we have to be chosen by you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the privilege to listen the marvelous things that you are doing. Thank you because you are the one who is, we are going to lift up the name, the banner. We will glorify your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. God bless you. You are chosen.
Thank you.
Well. Esse é o grande dado que a gente está com o que tem comigo. Então, thanks again for your being prepared to come out. Thank you especially for giving the ducks a chance. We will try to do more more inquiring next time. Yeah. It was actually the first time I heard it was actually duck shooting day was from David, and I was too late by everyone. We were programmed, but we'll try to be more careful about things like that in the future. May just again, just thank you for all of you that have come out to share this day. And please don't hesitate to be in touch, to inquire or ask any questions you may have regarding what you've heard today. And we look forward to the ongoing fellowship with you in the future as well. May God bless you as you go back to your home.